Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey. We have a wonderful guest on the show this evening, Charles Rubin. He is a master numerologist and dream interpreter. You're going to love everything he shares with you. So get ready to find out what your numbers are and what you're going to be doing in the new year. He's going to be sharing that with you. But before I take you there, I want everyone to know that they can easily access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. Live or by going to the archives, which are available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can always call in to 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. To talk to Charles, you do have to call that number. Just Annie, the moderator, now she's going to get you in, so be sure and just hang on till she gets in touch with you and we'll set you up so you can talk to Charles this evening. I'm getting a little feedback here. Let me see. I'm going to take, All right. There we go. I want to talk about the network before we go on. And every Monday, the Cosmic Contact Show with Pam, that comes on at 6:30 p.m. This is all Central Standard Time. Tuesdays is the I Am Well Show. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. And then Wednesday is the No Show at 7. And the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that's at 8:30. That's on Wednesday. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly. That's at 5:30. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show. That's at 1. The Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. on Friday, Central Standard Time. And then Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music, and that's at 3 p.m., hosted from Memphis, Tennessee. The Dream Vision 7 Show is Sunday at 3 p.m., and that is out of Boston. So be sure and check out all our shows, because we do have wonderful guests on the show that are very enlightening and have a lot of good stuff to share. Well, I want to tell you about my wonderful guest that I had this evening. Charles Rubin has been on my show for several years now. We just love it when he's on. He's funny, and he's got a lot of great things to share with you. He's really informative about numerology and also the dream interpretation. So if you do have a dream that you keep dreaming over and over, ask him what it means, because he'll get to the heart of the matter on that. His numerology readings are really powerful. They're positive and accurate. They are blueprint for life. He did a numerology reading for me when I first had him on the show, and that's got to have been probably 4 years ago. But anyway, so call in early and for your personal number. Remember, the number to call in is 347-838-9142. Now, if you want to talk to Charles after the show, you can call him at 707-769-9808 or go to his website, www.innerlight.org, to see all his publications. He has written several books, and he's going to talk to you about the books this evening and what's going on with him for this new year. We're all excited to see what's going to happen. So let me bring him in. Hi, Charles.
Hi there.
Well,
how are you, Pam?
I'm doing great. Just had a wonderful day. And how about you? So is it warm there in California where you are?
It's raining now. And I've just been out in it, and I was gardening today in the rain. If you can sing in the rain, you can garden in the rain.
Well, that's true. Tell me about your garden a little bit. What all you had in?
Well, I cleared the whole front area, which has got three sequoia trees, and they were bunched together, and I wasn't paying attention to them, and a lot of brush grew, and so my son and I have been clearing it, and now it's open. It looks great, and it gives you a very good feeling. A feeling of simplicity and freedom somehow.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, Charles, now I want you to tell everyone, too, about the books that you're working on, that you've written. You know, what would you like to share that? I'm just going to let you start talking,
well,
and when you're ready, we'll bring people in.
Okay. Well, the book that it really had most impact is called Don't Let Your Kids Kill You, which is a guide for parents of drug and alcohol addicted children. And it gets incredible reviews on Amazon and elsewhere. And parents have said that their lives have been saved by this book, because it's the only book on the market that focuses on the parents' problems when their kids are on drugs. So it's very, very topical. My newest book is called Leaning on Thin Air, and you're the first person to hear on the air a review. Just, I'm not going to tell you the whole review because it would take the whole show, but the remark that they made was Mad Men never had this kind of fun. So it's about the advertising business in the late 60s, early 70s. It's a novel. It's a comedy. It's got everything involved. It's a murder. It's got just all sorts of things, politicking, affairs, and it's a comedy about a maverick advertising guy who really burns all his bridges by making a big faux pas with a client, and he's out of the business. Nobody wants to even deal with him anymore. And then something happens which he never saw coming, and I'm not going to tell you what that is because I want all the listeners to read my book, which is coming out April 15th.
All right. Well, good. That's a good time to come out with the book.
Yes.
So this is a funny book. That make you laugh? Is that it?
This last one, Leaning on Thin Air?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a novel.
Okay.
Is that what you asked?
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I'll ask if it was funny. If it's something that, or is it a drama, or is it both?
Oh, no, comedy. Comedy tragedy.
Comedy tragedy, okay.
Yes.
Got it. Well, that sounds good.
Yes. Like
okay,
life.
I would love to. Okay.
It's similar to life, mm-hmm. Comedy and tragedy. Nothing in between.
Well, you know, I love what you shared. I also want to talk a little bit about your dream book. I know you probably still sell. I hope you still sell a lot of them. Because I think
oh, yes.
Dream books
yes, it's,
I've
a,
ever
it's
had.
A major seller. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Betty, my late wife, Betty Bethards, was the author of that book. She's the author of a number of books. She was a great guru, spiritual teacher, amazing sense of humor. And she's been gone for a number of years, but not really. She wrote this book. She channeled it. She was looking for a book that would have dream interpretations. And so this book is really, really a glossary of many hundreds, thousands of words that are dream, you know, you can interpret your dream through, going over the dream and seeing what the what's going on, and take those meanings and look them up in the glossary. And then you have a dream solved. It's very simple. At the end of the day, you know, when you're going to sleep, just sit down on the side of the bed and say, I will have a dream. I will remember the dream, and I'll write it down. And this sort of trains your mind to do that, because a lot of people think they don't dream, and then they find that they are dreaming, or they're remembering. Everybody does dream. They remember the dreams, and they benefit greatly, because dreams oftentimes are like a pattern. You'll find that you're dreaming the same kind of thing until a time when you actually get the lesson, because dreams are about lessons and tests. And when you finally get it, that's what recurring dreams are. They're just continuously bombarded with the same dream over and over again until you realize what it means, and then you'll never have it again.
Well, where do these dreams come from, Charles?
I believe they come from your guidance. I believe they come from the universe. I believe we all come from the universe. We're universal creatures. We're not just earthlings. We're universalists. Well, that sounds like a religion, but we're from the universe. And the mysteries of the universe are such that you can never really explain how these things occur. But when you have a dream, it's really to tell you something. It's really to inform you of something. And the universe is very good at that. They want you to know. The universe, which I personally believe is our major higher power, which is so intricate, and you never could understand it in a million years. There are astrophysicists who try to explain everything, but the mystical aspects of the universe are unexplainable. You cannot get a grip on that. It's so extraordinary and complicated, and even saying complicated sounds naive. It's beyond our wildest dreams. And so we are of the universe. We are made up of the very same elements of the universe. How do we have our dreams? I mean, how where do the dreams come from? I believe they come from guidance, and I feel that guidance is a universal force that everybody has. We each have three guidance that walk with us at all times, and we have a guardian angel. And these guidance, they have to watch us make the same mistakes over and over and over again. So maybe that's why they feed us some some good dreams. I don't know, to try to change the complexion of our life. And give us some semblance of sanity when we're not feeling sane, we're not feeling grounded or balanced. So we have to move Earth and all other forces to find out what we're all about. What are we about? Why are we here? Who are we? What is going on? Do we think that we can just be born onto the earth plane and have a job and have a family and have it's so much more. Each person is a universe in him or herself.
Well, there's a great explanation. Now, these three guides, are these guides our loved ones that have crossed over, or they're just guides that are coming with us each lifetime?
Well, there's a debate on that, and I believe the guides have been here. I'm not sure that Betty believed that the guides had ever been on this earth, the guidance. But I believe they have graduated. They have had all these many lives as we have. We have 23 lives, as long as we practice the letting go of grievances and jealousies and don't harbor any bad feelings and are clear with everyone and so on, then we can leave. But most people in the 23rd lifetime do learn to do that. There are very few that are called back. And when we say call back, we call ourselves back. There's nobody there saying, you must do this. You must, you must come back to this earthling, you must do anything. We are the ones who dictate all of our existence, our souls, much more than what we've experienced on Earth. The soul never dies. The soul has been here forever. It's like the universe. It's been here forever. It's so hard to understand that. I find it really mind-boggling. But we have definitely been, through major things in our lifetimes, many different lifetimes, different things, varied things. We've been beggars. We've been kings. We've been murderers. We've been saints. We've been, just name it. We have done it. So that by the time you get to the last one, then you've got a full quota of experiences. You don't have to be back here to do any more. And then I'm not sure what happens when we leave here. That's something that we'll discover. But I do believe it's euphoric. I believe that once we leave the Earth plane, we are in a kind of a natural, I don't know what you would call it, it's a spell or whatever, it's euphoric. That's what love is, true love. You know, when you've had tears of joy and you can't, and it's so incredible, well, that's what the universe would be like, only maybe 50 times as much, if you can stand that, We're very lucky, we're so lucky, we have all these amazing experiences and thrilling episodes in our lives, but we don't take notice of them. We take things for granted. We don't wake up in the morning and say, "This is going to be a wonderful day. What is going to happen?" Or better than, "This is going to be a wonderful day. I wonder what this day will bring." And then be open to it. Whatever it is, be open to it. You could have good things happen, bad things happen. Well, bad. There's no such thing as a bad thing. It's a lesson. It's not a bad thing. It's a lesson. It's usually positive. All dreams, by the way, are positive. If you have a nightmare, it is not a negative experience. They're just trying to get you to listen already. A lot of children have nightmares because they're fearful. And they don't understand, they think there are monsters and so on. But as we get older, we don't have those dreams anymore, or most of the time, although we can have a nightmare, of course. I think also children are, it's a new experience for them, the dream state. And so their imaginations run wild and they have a whole other mindset than adults anyway.
Okay, well, tell us now. I know we're in 2017. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what 2017 is what it's for? I know it's new beginnings. We're in 1 year, right?
I think it's a 2017. I think that the way the world is going and the way of the universe, I think that many changes will occur. So be aware of them. And try not to feel threatened by it. It's not a negative thing. It's a timely thing, a timely occurrence when all people have to understand that the world is not at all like it was. It's not even the way it was last year, 2016. So many things happen on a daily basis that change the complexion of the world, of the earth. And all people are, I don't care who they are, everybody is concerned. They're all concerned. They don't know what's going to happen, and they think, we have political unrest, we have wars, but we've always, this is not new. This is not new. The wars, we've always had wars. So what else is new? Not that. The political unrest, we've had the election recently. People are both sides of this, and there is a lot of fear about that too, in this country. Well, actually in the world, because this country does indicate what is going to happen worldwide. And we have to own up to that and realize that there's, you know, we don't know. We just don't know. But I would say that 2017 is a revolutionary year. I think a lot of people will understand that they have to go with it. They have to let go. They have to go with the flow. Be there with changes. Allow the changes. Not get all upset about them. I woke up to a couple of things this morning that I thought, I'm not crazy about that idea or that idea, but I quickly got over it. And I thought, well, that's the way it is, and stop whining, you know, because this is, you know, I didn't whine actually. I pretty much got into it right away where I said, this is the way it is, and it's not like it was. It's different, and let's see where it goes. Let's see what happens next. So I speak this way, and I don't want to give the impression that nothing bothers me, because it does. But there are things happening that I can do nothing about. And I love the serenity prayer. You know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Those words are so important to us. And I think they will be more and more important as the year goes on. It's a good year. It's going to be a good year. It's always a good year. There's karma. There's always karma involved. Yeah. And if you're paying off your karma, sometimes that's very, very brutal. Yesterday, my son and I were out, and when I opened the door, it was so windy, it blew into this sort of truck. And I didn't see it, but as we were driving off, he said, oh, I think we left a scratch there. Well, we had to go back and talk to that person. It didn't appear that we had created the scratch. So, but we went back. You have to own what you think you might have done. Karma is very important to us, to everyone. So that's where I think this year, 2017, you have to be on your mark and just notice what's going on and be and don't shirk the responsibility. Be fully aware and fully awake.
Okay. Well, I think that's great, and I do love what you shared about, you know, 2017, and I want to get excited about it because it is the new year, and I think we're all ready to move on and get this election and everything behind us and see what does come from that. And but I know we live in a great country and we have wonderful people like you and Charles and keeping us informed about everything. I tell you, we've got several people that have gotten online. I'm going to bring somebody in for you to talk to first. I'm going to bring Georgia in from Missouri. Let me bring her in. Hi, Georgia.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Georgia, on my mind.
Yeah.
Is that one of your songs?
That's my song.
I thought so. What can we do for you?
I wanted to ask you a question about my...
Sure.
So do you figure our number for the year?
I'm
going to
figure out your
birthday?
Number for the year, for what you're doing this year. Then if you ever want a full reading with four numbers, all your numbers, well, five actually, then you might want to set up, a reading with me, which they're $75 per half hour, just to be straightforward.
Yeah,
about
I want to do that. I'm going to do
good.
That.
Good. Because a full reading is, you know, it's going to tell you what you came back here to do. And,
right.
But let's do your date, and just all I need is the month and day of your birth.
8/31.
Okay, and I'll be with you in 1 second.
Okay,
so 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 21. So you're, let's see, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 21. Okay, so you're in a 3-year, a balance year, and I think that you have, if I'm not mistaken, I think that you have taken hold of that job. I can't think of a word. Okay, a purpose to be more fully balanced this last year, since July, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
In July, you I think you just said, I want balance in my life. And I think you came from a relationship that was not very balanced.
Right.
And that was all relationships are fabulous because they teach us. You know, the
right.
bad ones teach us more than the good ones, because the good ones, people are on our side and they're very supportive and it's very nice to have that kind of support, but it's the ones who give us the pain that are the major teachers in our lives.
Right.
So I think that you do appreciate that you did get some fabulous information, training, whatever.
Right. I have what does a 3 do for financially? There's a house that I want to buy. I mean, I have fallen in love with this house. I can buy it. I can afford it. But it kind of pushes me to the brink.
Well,
so what
yeah.
is a 3-year financially? Does that, is there anything in that that gives me?
Well, you know, buy your house and enjoy it and don't worry about it, you know. The money will always be there. You'll get great joy out of the house. You wanted to know what exactly specifically did you want to know?
Well, financially, you know, I don't. It could put me in a bind financially. I mean, I can. It's a house I can't afford, but on the other hand, it'll take a lot of my money out of savings. So
yeah, it will. But
you
know what? What else are you going to do with it? You know, to have a house. To have a house in your own space and your own everything yours. And I believe. Do you have two children or
one? I have one.
One children. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good grammar. One child. Okay. Was there another child that maybe didn't arrive or something?
Oh, not really. But I've always. I don't know. I had a stepdaughter who I felt so close to from the very
mm-hmm.
beginning when I married my husband. She was 13,
mm-hmm.
and I still am close to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she's my second child.
Okay, I did get two. And you're very close to her, which is wonderful. You're a very, very fortunate person, a very fortunate person. You've been given the abundance to go and to have, you know, to get rid of that fear,
yeah.
you know, you're in the 3-year, you know, the balance year, and the balance is don't entertain fear. It's out of balance. I mean, if you couldn't afford it, if you didn't have the money, then the answer might have been different. But you do have it, as you said, and
right.
you can afford it. You can, and it will work out. It will work out. And you love the house. You fell in love with the house.
Right.
So there's absolutely no reason. The only thing you have to do is not worry about it. You know, go into
yeah.
it with. But that's not exactly your nature, because your nature is to be more cautious. And
that's right.
So yeah, so that's why right now you're having second thoughts about it or whatever, I'm not getting anything being out of the ordinary with this. The only
okay.
thing out of the ordinary is that you will have out of the ordinary happiness.
Oh, okay, good. I'll take that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, and let us hear from you, and we'll do a full reading.
I will.
Okay.
Back.
There's much more to hear about that.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay. Charles, now tell everyone how to reach you. so they can get a reading with you. What's the fastest, easiest way?
Okay, well, it's just a telephone number, which is 707-769-9808. So it's 707-769-9808, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's bring somebody else in because we've got about 30 minutes. We've probably got enough time to cover everyone. And,
yes,
and remember
good.
Now, don't ask a lot of questions because there are a lot of people. I'm telling everybody on the other line that you're going to be talking to. Just get that one good question. If you want to know about a dream or if you want to know about your numbers, be sure and know that's what you're going to get the answer to tonight. Okay. Let's bring Tamika from Georgia.
Hello.
Georgia again. Wow.
There we go. Hello. Georgia again. Hi.
Hi. Calling in tonight. Want to know my numbers.
Okay. Tell me your the day and month of your birth.
7/23.
Okay. 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 So 30, 32, 33, 39. Oh, you're a 3 year also. You're in a 3 year also. The balance year, let me just go over it again, make sure. 30, 32, 33, 39. Yeah, you're in a 3 year. And that has, again, to do with balance of the body, mind, and spirit, which I believe you are working on. It's like a pie cut in three shapes, and not one or the other is more important. They're all equal. So I think you've been doing a lot of extra work on yourself since about June.
Mm-hmm.
Is
okay.
that true?
Yes.
Mhm. And in June of 2017 you'll be going into a 4 year. I don't think are you like in the middle of getting a divorce or something or separating from somebody?
Well, I divorced like almost four years ago.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, but it's still with you. I think the feeling of it and divorces take a while to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or?
I'm finally getting over the hump, I think.
Okay, good. So next year, I think you have your eye on somebody else.
Yes, it's a woman. I have been talking to her for about a month now.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, next, starting in June of 2017, you're going to be in a 4 year, and that's the one-to-one relationship. So, nothing to rush into. Take your time, think about it, because any time you take on a relationship, it needs time to somehow settle down, think about, not get, too involved at first.
Mm-hmm.
I would mention caution.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah. You're doing great.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Tanika. Thank you for calling. All right. Let's go on to our next caller. Let me find our caller number 3. Where are we?
Hello.
Okay. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Hello. Hello. Right here.
Hi there. Hi.
Hi, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's your first
Thank
name?
You. Oh, my first name is Ann. Thank you so much for taking my
Ann.
Phone call. Yeah.
Not at all. And what can we tell you?
Well, I would like to ask you if there will be like meaningful love relationship, something that more like a commitment, a long term, in this
mm-hmm.
year. You need my date of birth.
Okay. Date of birth, please.
The year
I mean, just
month
the month and
day.
The day in the month.
Sure. May 31st.
May 31st. Okay.
I think it's
okay,
9,
just,
right?
I'm just figuring this out, 36, 38, 39, 45. Oh, you're in a 9 year. That's a completion year.
No,
I think you've
second.
Been... Pardon?
Are you sure? Because I think last year was year 9.
I think... Let me
I
do it again.
Last...
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. 36, 7,
May
38, 39, 39, 45. No. No, you're in a 9 year now.
No,
who told you
last
last
year?
Year?
Someone, well, because my personal year is 9, and last year was 9. 9 and 9 was 18, and they told me 8 plus 1 means 9.
Yeah. I don't know, but that's what it comes out to. 531, is that right?
Yes.
531. Okay. So 31 is 36, 37, 38, 39. 45. It's a 9. It may have been that you heard about this sort of in the middle of the year. I don't know. But right now you're in a 9 year, a completion year. And
okay.
It's only going to go on till April. And then you're going to go into a 10 year, new beginnings with experience, because you're an old soul. And you will go into this other, you know, this other year, and it will have its own, you know, features, whatever, personality, and you will, yeah. So that's where it's at.
But will
so
this happen?
So that being the case, I think you feel that you're in a completion year. Because somehow or other, you got that information from wherever, but it wasn't accurate until last April. So I don't know. Maybe you got it. If you got it last April, then it would be accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean April on. I should say from April on, then it's an accurate. It's accurate. So anything you want to complete, and although you might feel because of this prior information, you may feel that you've completed, but anything you want to complete, you still have the opportunity to do that.
No, I don't want to complete. I want a new life. I want new love.
Yes, that's coming up.
Year.
That's coming up in April.
You.
Yeah, in April. Yeah. Uh-huh. One of the lessons one of the tests that you're being given right now is to appreciate yourself before embarking on a relationship with someone. Just to make sure that your own relationship with you is in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very anxious to have the new.
Yeah, you know
what,
life goes on and holidays passed, and I really want to have that special person in my life.
Yeah,
you don't know if
well, it's
coming.
Well, it's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen, but give it a few months. And meanwhile, complete whatever you need to complete with yourself. Because what I'm getting is that you may feel that a relationship would give you security and love and peace and whatever, all the stuff. But if you don't feel it for yourself, and I'm not getting that you do, your guidance is saying that there's still work to be done there. Which is common, which is not anything to fuss about, but we all have to do it. We all have to make sure that our own, you know, our own relationships are intact, or going well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you want further reading, then you can just give us a call, and we can talk about it more.
Thank you so much, Charles. Thank you.
You're
for
very
your
welcome. Very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, thank you for calling in. You know, Charles, of course, I know that in her 1 year of new beginnings, this will be a good time. But I really feel like in my heart, you have to be the person you want to meet. You have to become that. If she's not got herself, you know, cleaned up, cleared out, you know, forgiven, you know, made the changes, you know, prepared, you've got to do that. And I think that
you do.
We just think it's going to happen, but, you know, we've got to do our work. And we know.
You have to do the work.
Okay. Yep, that's right. We all got nuts.
Because otherwise the relationship won't work.
That's right. It won't work. It can't.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to bring Camilla in from New York.
Hi, Camilla.
Hi.
New York. Are you from New York City?
You know, I'm actually from Philly, but I've been here for about 10 years now.
So are you in Manhattan?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Are you from New York?
Okay, yes, I am. Queens County, though.
Oh,
well, I was born in Queens County, but I lived in Manhattan.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah. I love New York, I guess. I don't know. Why aren't I there? But anyway, what is your date of birth? Not the full date, just the month and the year. And a month and a day, not the year.
It's 3-5, March 5th.
Oh, I thought you said 35. that would be interesting. Okay, 3-5. I'm just figuring this out. So 8, 9, 10, 11, 17. Oh, you're in an 8-year. You lucky thing. since February.
Now you do it from birth date to birth date, right? That's what the other woman might have been confused. She might have been thinking January 1st it changes. But
yeah,
you
I don't know.
Change the year from birth date to birth date. Right?
Oh, yeah, it's birth date. It's a month before your birth date, actually. But it is your birth date. Your birth date, and then then you have to always go back a month to find out what you're doing. Because you have to ease into the. You can't just like wake up one day and be in that other year, you know.
Right.
You need some time to to adjust to it. So you're in an 8-year. That's one that people really like. it's because it's money, power, and prestige.
Mm.
And since around February, you've been having some good luck with money.
Yes, I definitely have, and I got a new job.
Yes. It's like one of those years that. Please bring it on. Can I have an 8-year every year, please? You know. And so it's made a big difference in your whole in your life this last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
so you got a couple more months if you want to, you know, really, you know, till let's see. Until early February.
Early February.
Until it changes. You're going to be, you know, still in that same mind frame and universal decree of luck and incredible stuff.
Is it good for love also? Because I'm seeing someone and thinking about like being more committed, like.
With the 8, no, but it's cosmic consciousness. So knowing what's going on around you is very good because especially in relationships, you know, we're not always sure about something. But in an 8-year, you should have more clarity.
Okay.
And know, you know, what you're getting into. I think are you in a new relationship?
I am. We've been seeing each other, like, more seriously since September.
Yes.
He's slow. He's a slow
guy. And he's a good man, right?
Yeah, he is a good guy. He just moves slower than me. I'm like, come on.
And you are a very, very, let's put it this way, you've always had a lot of good luck.
Yeah, I've been very blessed.
Yes, and that will continue. You're going to go into a 9-year in February. It's going to start a 9-year, which is completion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a time where we look at stuff. What do we need? What do we not need? Let's get rid of this. oh, mm-hmm. you know, I don't need that old couch that's been sitting around, you know, in the mm-hmm. garage, whatever. Yeah, it's time you can just get, you know, more streamlined.
Cool. I can do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yes. And if you'd like a full reading, let me know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Okay, I'm going to bring Cynthia in. She's from Maryland. Let me bring her in here. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, it's Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia. It's Cynthia.
Cynthia, yeah.
Oh, it's what? What is it?
Yeah, it's pronounced, it's Cynthia.
What is your name?
It's Cynthia. Pronounced Cynthia.
Yes.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce that.
Okay.
It sounds very exotic, though. Yeah. Okay. So what can we tell you? What is your birth? What is the month and day of your birth? Month and day.
June 5th. But I was wondering if you could help me with a dream I had.
Yes.
Okay.
You may begin.
All right. A couple of weeks ago, I had a dream about my boyfriend, and he took me to his cousin's house, and I don't know why this was significant, but it was kind of known that, you know, his cousin couldn't really afford the house and was just, you know, kind of putting on the front for everyone. It was a huge house. So we all went to the backyard. There was a lot of people there, and his cousin was walking around with this black dog. And it was a black female dog, and she kept trying to attack me. And I kept saying, well, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? And they said,
okay,
well,
you
got to
stop
Jesus
there because only
Griselle
will never remember the whole thing. I won't remember it all.
Oh, okay.
You're in a subway. You're in a subway, a subway train, right? So you are traveling fast, but you're undercover, underground. You're not out in the open with it. It's not, even though you're moving fast, there's still a lot of secrecy about it. And you go to your cousin's house, and there's a black dog. The black dog is your masculine, assertive side, and it's not friendly, right?
Right, that's true.
Right, yeah. It's all part of you. You're all the people in the dream as well. You're all the people in the dream.
Okay,
so what happens next?
So his cousin said, we're waiting for Jesus to walk across the water. And we were in the backyard where there was this pool and everything, but the sky opened up and a plane landed somewhere near the end of his yard. And a river was flowing, I guess, out of the sky towards the plane. So
okay, let me stop
there. My boyfriend. Okay.
Well, let me go there. Okay, so all this, was it rain coming out of the sky or just the river?
It was just
Doesn't
the river.
Rain. Okay, that's the emotions. So you're in an emotional state. You're underground, not out in the open, and you have this this is a masculine, assertive side that is sort of like bothering you. And the plane comes out of the sky and lands. That means that you can fly off any time you want. You can fly. Okay, what happens next?
So he gave the dog, the cousin had the dog, gave it to my boyfriend and said, well, hold this because I'm going to go over here. So he said, make sure you hold it because it keeps trying to attack her. But my boyfriend's real playful, so he was like, you know, tossing the leash back and forth like he didn't really have a hold on it. So I said, well,
okay,
I'm going to
so
go
you,
stand
you
with and, cousin.
You're masculine, assertive, the dog, and then you also, you're human, masculine, assertive. That's all part of you. That's all you. It's not your boyfriend. It's not any of these other people. All you're all the characters, and mm-hmm. So there's this conflict going on between you and you. It sounds like a time of struggle right now?
Yeah, you can
right.
say that.
So what you have to realize is that the dream is only for 24 hours, not like forever and ever. And the dream is really telling you to relax. Don't get into any kind of like big emotional situation. Just right now to relax and to breathe. and to be peaceful, because there's an awful lot of conflict going on in the dream.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
I guess. Well,
yeah.
Towards the end, I went to stay with his cousin, and I said, well, I can't see anything. And then I said, that's because we have to walk up here. And there were these steps that led up to it. And as I got to the top of the steps, this is weird, but Lindsay Lohan was there. And as I tried to look over the horizon, I got woken up. So I couldn't see anything.
Yeah. Well, at least you're going in the right direction. Going up to the, even though you didn't get there, this is all part of the struggle. You're trying to get to the top of your of life, and you know your activities and your happiness and all the rest. So at least you're going in the right direction toward it. And Lindsay Lohan, I'm not sure exactly what she represents, but I would say flakiness, maybe. I mean, that's what she's sort of known as, kind of a flaky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a part of you that is not letting you move straight up that. Those stairs to the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just for 24 hours, and just make note of it. And we're all like that. We have times when we're flaky too. And, and also you said you couldn't see. So that's just saying that,
right.
Your mind is occupied by something else that is taking over. It's not being able to see, to have the eyes to see, the ears to hear. That's all. But you're doing good. It's great you remembered the dream. Write all your dreams down and see what the next ones come up with.
Yeah, I have very lucid dreams. It's weird because I'm not a religious person, but I've had two dreams involving a Virgin Mary and then
You know what, darling, in case there's somebody else who wants to talk about a dream,
yeah,
we've got
several people online now. But thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, okay.
For your help. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay, let's bring Nancy in from California.
Hi.
Did you say Nancy? Nancy?
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, yeah. Hi, Nancy. Hi.
Hi. I'll give you my birth date, August
2nd. Okay. Wait, let me just... Okay. 8-2, right? 8-2.
Right.
Okay, so 10, 12, 13, 19... 10. You're in a new beginning year. Well, it's new beginnings with experience, but it started in July. Do you feel that with all sorts of new things happening?
Oh yes, I'm just reinventing my life now, starting over. Mm-hmm.
Great. So in July you're going to go into a 2-year, and that's different. That's a year of balance. Of the masculine, assertive, feminine, creative, work, play, that kind of time is coming up, and whereas we think that play, for instance, is optional, during that year it'll be more important for you to split everything up 50-50, work and play. But how does that sound?
That sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but right now you are still in this in the new beginnings year, and that will go on for quite a long time till July. So you can enjoy all sorts of new things happening.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Not at
thank
all.
Thank you. All right, Nancy. That was good information. All right, now we've still got a few more people, so I'm going to, because we've got about 5 minutes left, so we'll just talk up until we run out of time. Veronica from Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hi, Veronica. Okay, since we are in a kind of a push here, tell me your birth date, the month and the day.
7/4, July 4th.
July 4th, okay. Okay, so you are 11, 12, 13, 14, 20. You're in a 2-year, and that's that balance year, the masculine, assertive, feminine, creative, work, play kind of thing. Right now, this is very, very important for you to take heed of the importance of having that kind of balance, because I think that you work too hard. Would you say you do?
Yes.
Yeah. So now you got to just go and play a lot more as well. work hard, play hard.
Okay.
And I think we have one last person.
All righty. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Work hard and play hard. Well, I think that sounds like a fun year to me.
Yes.
Let's see. All right, now where are we? Let's go to Donna from California. We got Leah. We already talked to
you. Oh, thank
you. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Yes, is your name Donna?
Yes, Charles. And my birthday is April 22nd.
Oh, 16. Okay, so 26, 28, 29, 35. Oh, you're in an 8-year, too. 8-year, money, power, and prestige until March. Yes. And as I had mentioned before, anybody who wants full readings, just give me a call. But you're in a very good place right now.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, I just picked up a little job for one day.
Good for you.
She said it would go into more hours taking care of an elderly 90-year-old. And how about a relationship? Does that look good for me too, with being an 8?
Let's see. It's not in your numbers at this particular moment, but if that's what you really would like to have, then you have to put it out into the universe and just say every day the perfect relationship is manifesting for me right now.
Okay.
Just say it 3 times a day and forget about it, and see what happens.
Perfect relationship is manifesting for me today. Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year, Charles.
Same to you.
All right. That was great. You know, my favorite affirmation to bring in somebody wonderful is that, and there's no negative energy around it or weirdness, it's I am wrapped in my true love's arms. And
very good, wonderful.
You got to see yourself just that true love, the one that's right for you, that you all are just wrapped in each other's arms. I think that's a great affirmation to write that down for the new year if you're looking for somebody wonderful to have in your life. Okay, we're doing really good. I'm going to bring our last caller in. We've got a couple more minutes. Tanika from New York. Look here, Charles, you've done them all. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Okay, we're collecting birth dates.
Okay. My date of birth is September the 3rd.
Okay. I'll be right back. Okay. So 12, 14, 15, 20, 21. So you're in a 3-year. One of the people earlier, the first person I think was in a 3, was in a 3-year, which will last until August. And 3 is a balanced number of the body, mind, and spirit. Have you been going to the gym a lot or new diets and stuff? And spiritually speaking, has that been awakened?
I haven't been doing that. I want to. I've just been having some reoccurring weird dreams, but no gym yet.
You haven't gone to the gym yet. Okay. Well, you don't have to. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people do that in a 3-year, the body, mind, and spirit, to take care of their physical. The thing about the 3 is that it's also mind, it's body, mind, and spirit, and it's balanced between the 3, those 3 things. So, let's see, until August, you will be in that. And then you'll go into a 4-year, and a 4-year is usually the one-to-one relationship. But you're in a one-to-one relationship now, aren't you?
No, what it is there's a few people that I don't take seriously.
They don't think they really want a serious relationship. They're around me trying to date me, but I'm choosing to not date right now. Because
okay.
I feel, you know, nothing stopped.
Okay. Well, you have an opportunity for that coming up.
Really?
Yeah. If you so wish.
I do. I want a real thing, though.
Okay. Well, starting around, I would say, about August, see what happens.
All right. And there's a dream I've been having with a snake in it lately, like a big snake.
Well, I'm not sure we have time to do it right now, dear. But you can always call me, and we can go over it.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell her what your phone number is, Charles, so she can call you and get that.
Yeah, it's
707-769-9808.
Okay. Sorry, I thought
that was the last caller. Yeah. Give Charles a call. He's wonderful. He's amazing. He's right on. You're going to love it. You'll feel like it'll be money well spent.
Okay.
Well, we all want to have our dreams tell us the most important things that we need, the tools we need, because the major thing is self-love and to know ourselves, and dreams are a part of that.
Okay, self-love. Nobody loves themselves enough. You know that. What is it
right.
with people? Why do you think that? You know, I do the body code on my show and when I work with people. And the emotion code, and I remove trapped emotions. 9 times out of 10, everyone that I work with, the first emotion is that they feel worthless, which all goes to loving yourself. You know, I look at
I don't know. People, this worthlessness thing is so indulgent. How can you possibly be, unless you really have done something that makes you worthless, I mean, but... And
well,
I'm not saying get over
right.
it, because if that's how you feel, but you need to adjust that to know and look at all the good things about yourself, and there will
Absolutely.
Be many, many. Yeah,
right.
But we all do
and,
it.
And
we all walk around feeling useless, worthless, whatever.
We do. And do you think that's just because how we were raised, and that we were raised to not feel good about ourselves, and that's how they could control us, you know, to not feel good,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, well, I think we're pathetic.
We're
look at the riches that we have, you know. Yeah, we walk around feeling junky
uh-huh.
all the time.
I
you know,
mean,
I think
we
a lot of it has
up.
To do with relationships, and if you have some loving people around you, you're apt to feel less worthless. If you're a loner and you just haven't met, you know, you haven't the friends yet or the, you know, the relatives or, I think that's you need support. You need the backup of other people and you'll feel less worthless. So if you don't have them, you know, go join clubs, do, you know, volunteer, whatever. But the more you're around others, the more you'll feel great.
Well, I love what you shared, and I agree with you 100% on that. I know I went through a time when I broke up with someone, and every day that emotion came up as I felt worthless because I didn't have that love in my life anymore. Yeah. And then
exactly.
Finally, I got, absolutely. That was a great, great answer. Thank you, Charles. You sweet thing. Well, honey,
well, you're very welcome.
Thank you for doing the show. You're wonderful. You're awesome. You're amazing. And I hope everyone will call you up.
Is that all? Is that all?
That's it.
That's all? Just those things? Oh
just
thank
those few
you.
Things. Well, you can tell me the other 100
well,
things whenever
I'll
we
tell
get
you
together.
You're amazing, extraordinary, beautiful, fabulous, talented. But that's as far as I go. I have boundaries.
Okay. Good. Well,
anyway, I do want to talk with you soon.
Okay, that sounds great. Do you have anything you want to say for 2017? That
well,
little
I think be happy. Be you know when no matter what happens of a given day, look at it, see it, absorb it, let it go. If it's not to your liking, and if it's to your liking, that's great. But so many things do happen where we think, oh, I don't need this, you know, the car broke down, whatever. It's all part of life. That's what life is. Life is not walking hand in hand into the sunset. Or if you do it, it's like only for a short while. And then and then the, you know, and then, you know, it's the newness wears off, and you, so you want to be new to yourself, new everything, new experiences, new feelings of appreciation, gratitude, love, all the rest of it for 17.
Okay. Well, I'm on it. Well, thank you very much. And Annie, did you have something you want to say in closing?
Yes, Charles. What a great show, honey. Thank you for all your good work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, too. You know, I'm feeling a little bit sad right now, you know?
I know. Me too,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah.
But I'm going to call and talk to you, too.
Can I ask you, do you have any of our shows recorded?
All of them.
Yes, they're all recorded.
Could I get some copies of them?
Well, let me find out how we can do that. Can you do that for me, then?
I think I can, yeah. So
well, we can talk about it.
I'll,
yeah, because I, you know, they've been very precious, these shows, and you've been very precious, you both of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And
well,
I know we'll meet again.
Anything coming forward for me?
For you, yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. Seven,
well, tell
seven.
Me your birthday again. Tell me your birthday.
7/7.
Okay. Okay. So 13,
give me one
14,
last
15,
good word here.
16, 22. Oh, yes. So you're in a good. You're in a wonderful 1-to-1 year, and a wonderful relationship as well.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that true?
Okay. Yeah.
Is it true?
I
knew it was.
That'll go on
until June, and then you're going to go into a 5-year, which is change. And so you're doing great, and you have wonderful spirit and wonderful. You're a wonderfully generous and fabulous person.
Thank you, honey. And
you're
change
welcome.
Is coming in June. All right. Woohoo! I'm
yeah,
ready.
Good changes. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and we'll talk soon again. I'm sure.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll get the shows for you. All
yes. Right. I'm looking forward to it.
Have a great week, everyone.
You too.
If I can get this music to play. There we go.